Today's daf is Menachas Daf Zayin, and we are about 20 lines from the top of Daf Vav Amid Beis Ki Amar Rav Leben Beseira. So yesterday we began the second Mishnah Masechtas Menachas, which is really the second sugya Masechtas Menachas. Masechtas Menachas begins like Masechtas Vachem does with the sugya of Shaloi Lishma. It continues with the first sugya of the second parak of Masechtas Vachem, which deals with psulim, people that are unfit to do the avoda. And the Mishnah mentioned the same exact list that the Mishnah did in the beginning of the second parak of Masechtas Vachem. Kol ha-menachay shekim son zor, oinein tful yoyim mechusa begadim mechusa kipurim, shaloi rachatz yadav raglav, oro tome yoyshev, oimed agabi keim agabi behem, agabi ragli chaveiro apostle. So the Mishnah gives a whole list of people that are apostle, all of which were discussed in very, very great detail. Masechtas Vachem, a lot of geshmakas sugyas related to the psul oinein, the psul zor, mechusa begadim, bizmanshe bigdeyem aleim, kunasam aleim. So we spoke at a lot of raid when we went through those sugyas in the beginning of the second parak of Masechtas Vachem. But for now, all the Mishnah says is that that same exact list that we had in Masechtas Vachem with regards to the avoidas of a zevach apply to the avoidas of a mincha as well. And then the Mishnah mentioned the machloikas ben Beseira and the Tanakama. Komatz b'smoil pasul. That's the Tanakama. Ben Beseira oimer that it's not pasul because pasul suggests that there's no way out. You could actually fix that issue. Yachzer, take the koimetz, if it was done with the left hand, put it back together with the rest of the mincha, the yachse, the yikmins, and do it all over again, this time with the right hand. Rav, on the top of the above, Amud Bey said, Zor Sheki Meitz Yachse. If Zor does kmitza, he can put the koimetz back into the mincha, and now a koyim will come, and a koyim will do the correct kmitza. And the Gemara began its discussion of what exactly Rav was referring to. Was Rav saying his halacha according to the Chachamim, or was Rav saying his halacha according to Ben Beseira? So we're in the middle of the Shaka of the Tarya. We're going to pick up where we left off yesterday. Says the Gemara, Ki Amar Rav leBen Beseira. You have to say that when Rav said his halacha, that if a Zor does kmitza, he can put the kmitza back together with the rest of the mincha, and now let a kohen do a proper kmitza, he was saying it according to Ben Beseira. Ben Beseira, who said in the Mishnah that if a Koyen did kmitza with his left hand, put the koymetz back and do a proper kmitza with the right hand, says Rav, Ben Beseira didn't only say it with regards to komatz besmoil, which is one type of psol. He said it with regards to komatzar as well. But the Gemara asks the obvious question, pshita, why do I need Rav for that? Why would somebody learning the Mishnah on the Avavam and Aleph think that maybe Ben Beseira's chiddush of komatz besmoil, yachzer v'yikmetz b'yamin, was only with regards to the psul smile? What's the difference between the psul smile and the psul zar? They're both kmitzais psulais, and if Ben Beseira says a chiddush that if you do a kmitza psula, you can always redo it. See, if you shech the wrong way, you can't do the shechita again. But if you do a kmitza psula, so you could take the koimetz, put it back together with the mincha, and do a proper one, why would you think there's a chiddush between the smile and the zar that I need Rav to tell me the Ben Beseira that just like komatz besmile, you could do it all over again? Komatz zar is the same thing. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Because now the teimat, but why? Maishna smile, says the Gemara. Presumably, the Ashkechon lehechsheira b'yom kippurim. This is an idea that you find throughout Kachem, but really you find it throughout Shas. And that is that anything that's pasul, but you find somewhere that the Torah was makel with regards to this psul, that suggests a leniency even where it really is pasul. So smile is possible. You can't do avodah with your left hand. But there is one time you find that you could do avodah with your left hand, and that is in Yom Kippur. When the Kohen Gadol entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim to bring the special ketores, kippa onan eira, ela kapores, so he had the kaf, that was the spoon, with ketores in his right hand, and he had the machta with the gecholim in his left hand. The point is, he used both his right hand and his left hand to bring the ketores into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now, bringing the keteiros was an avoida, and you see, avoida can be done with the left hand. So once you find a kula in avoida smoil, so reasons to say that every avoida smoil is more kuladik, even kmitza besmoil, which is pasul. But at the very least, maybe there's a kula that if you did the kmitza with your left hand, you could do all over again, as opposed to zar. But the Gemara says that's not true, because it's not as opposed to zar. Zar nami ashkan lachshei b'shchita, you find by a zar that there is a kula as well. And where is that shchita? Shchita ksheir bazar. So Kabbalah, Hilach, Zrika, Kmitza, Malika, you can't do it with a zar. But shchita you could do with a zar. But the Gemara says shchita lava voidi. That's not a kula. Because the reason you can use a zar for shchita is because it's lava voida. A kula would mean that it's an avoida. Really, it requires kahuna. Stating that, there's a chiddush that you don't have to use a kohen. The reason shechita is kshera bizarre is not a chiddush in avoida shechita. It's because shechita is not an avoida. And it's for that reason, azar is kach. But the Gemara says, v'lo, is that true? Shechita lav avoida v'amar, abzeira amar rav. Shechita is para, bizarre, psula. The shechita, the para, aduma, couldn't be done with azar. Isn't that because it's an avoida? That's why it couldn't be done with azar. V'amar rav al... Rav said Allah's bechukah k'sivah. It's because it says that Allah had to bring the first parah aduma, and it says chukah, which means it's ma'akiv. But the bottom line is from the fact that shechitas parah aduma had to be done with kain. Isn't that a riot? And avoid the Gemara says no. Shani parah the kachim at the gabayasi. Parah is not kachim mizbeach. It's kachim at the gabayas. Right. That's this dichotomy you find with the parah aduma. On the one hand, it was kachim at the gabayas. It was brought on harazesim. But then again, chatos kari rachmana says a lot of halachas of kachim mizbeach. But the Gemara says at its core, in its essence, the parah aduma was kachim at the gabayas. So it could be the shechita of kachim at the gabayas is an avoida, but the shechita of kachim mizbeach is not an avoida. Meaning, from the fact that you find shechitas parah aduma requires kahuna, that's a raya shechita avoida, but only by kachim at the gabayas, not necessarily by kachim with this. Discussing kachim mizbeach, but the Gemara says v'lav kol dechenu, also known as v'lav kol shekenu. Kachim at the gabayis by kahuna, kachim mizbeach loy by kahuna. How could that be? How could it be that when there's a shechita by kachim at the gabayis, it's an avoida, but when there's shechita by kachim mizbeach, it's not an avoida? Amar Rav Sheshe b'reid Ravidi midah dehavei amaris negam. The lav avoida nenu ubay kahuna. You have to say that really shechita is not an avoida, and the truth is even by kachim at the gabayis, it's not an avoida. The fact that you need a kohen by kachim at the gabayis is because it requires a kohen. And the Gemara gives an example, like Maris Negoyim requires a kohen. Another example would be Pidyon HaBet, right? That also requires a kohen. Not yet, of course, it's Matnas Kuna, but the point is that there are halachas of kohen that have nothing to do with avoid. So the truth is, Shechita is lav avoidahi. And the fact that Shechita is ksher bizarre doesn't suggest any kula in Zarus. Because the fact that you could do shechita with a zar doesn't mean that the psul zaris is not chah. It's very, very chamer. You don't find anywhere a kula. The reason you could do shechita with a zar is simply because shechita is not an avoida. Aye, shechita is par aduma. That's kachib at the gabayis. And the reason you need a kayin there is, just like by maris negam, you need a kayin. It has nothing to do. Incidentally, there's a discussion in the paiskim. What about big day kahuna? Did shechitas par aduma have to be done with big day kahuna? Maris negam, does that have to be done with big day kahuna? So that's a little bit of raid that we're not going to get into now. But for now, says the Gemara, so maybe the reason Rav had to say that Ben Beseir's halacha is true not only for kamatz bismol, also for kamatz zar, because Ben Beseir's halacha that was said by kamatz mol, you could be thought, misled to think is only true by kamatz mol, which you find is not such a chamor psol, because there's a kula in the psol smile. Where do you find the kula in the psol smile? On Yom Kippur. As opposed to zar, where you don't find anywhere a kula, maybe if a zar does the kmitza, you don't have the option to redo it. That's what Rav was coming to be mechadish, that even zar shekimeitz yachs, of course, according to Ben Beseir, according to the Chachamim in the Mishnah, you can't return the kamatz b'smol, you certainly can't return the kamatz zar. But he was coming to say it according to Ben Beseir, but the Gemara says, I'll still find you a case where you find that the psul zaris has a kula. Thus, it should be no different than kamatz b'smol. Where's that? V'nelef mi bama, because shechita or all avoidus, for that matter, by a bama was ksher bizarre. Says the Gemara, v'chita mi bama le'alfino, and you're going to tell me avoidas miktosh l'chud and avoidas bama l'chud. They're very, very different. Even though there was avoidus done in the Beis HaMikdash, there was avoidus done in the Bama, but it's different. You can't bring me rayas and kulas and pirches and hutra michlolas from avoidus Bama. They're fundamentally different. Comes to mind is the Meshech Chachman is Akdama to Sefer Vayikra, where he makes a compromise between the Rambam's Hashkofa of why Karbanos were brought and the Ramban's Hashkofa of why Karbanos were brought. The Rambam says that the only reason we have Teres Kayanim and Sefer Vayikra and Sech Dizvachim and Menachis was all because the Yidden, when they left Mitzrayim, were over the Avodah Zarah, halalu over the Avodah Zarah, valalu over the Avodah Zarah, and to somehow distance the Jews from the Avodah Zarah that they had, Hashem gave us something that they were able to relate to. So don't bring karbanos to pagan deities. Instead, bring it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But does Hashem really need karbanos? No, that's what the Navi says. I don't need karbanos. Hashem doesn't really need karbanos. But it was just that generation would not be able to relate to serving Hashem without the idea of karbanos. So that's why Hashem said, bring karbanos. But klapei Shmaya, Hashem doesn't really need karbanos. Ramban says, how could you say that? Ramban says, of course Hashem needs karbanos. Reich nichayach. Incidentally, you know the Ramah wrote a sefer on kachim. You can buy it in your local svarim store, I think. Right, Asha? So the Ramah wrote Svarim on Seder Kachim, and in the beginning he goes through all the different shitas of the Tamei HaKarbonos, and the Ramban, he brings the from the he brings the Rambam and the Ramban from the Sefer Ikrim and the Kuzri, and there's many different Mahalchim, but most are not like the Rambam, that there is a Tachlis, there is a Matar, and the Ramban's biggest ray is the Torah says that a carbon is Reich Nichayach. Reich Nichayach means Hashem has some sort of an, says Ramei Simcha, I'll be the Kosav Ashlishi Va'achriya Beinayim, I'm going to be Machriya. The Rambam is right when it comes to that Krovas on a bum. The Ramban and all the other Rishonim are right when it comes to a krov in the Mikdash. That krov in the Mikdash, reich nichayach. That krov on Obama, there's no reich nichayach. What's the point? You see, they're fundamentally different. They're different in terms of what they're coming to accomplish even. The avoid of Mikdash, that was an avoid of reich nichayach. The avoid of Obama, that was an avoid of Mikdash. So says the Gemara, you're going to go tell me now, maybe learn it from Obama, right? In other words, say that it's true that in Mikdash you don't find anywhere any kula, any klishos, any weakness in the psul zar, because zar is always possible. But in Obama, you see, so the Gemara says, "V'chit neilav bi Obama, v'chit emi bal diolfin." You'll tell me you can't learn from Obama. Again, why can't you learn from Obama? Maybe, like we just said, it's fundamentally different. About time we learned in a brayis nine, liyoy tishem alo yeirid. So we learn perek mizbech mekadosh, and we're familiar with the concept of mizbech mekadosh psulim and an alo yeirid. And the Gemara says, "How do you know that psul yoytze is a psul we have the halacha of alo yeirid?" Shem yoytze kashem b'bama, because you find psul yoytze is also a kula digge psul, because there's no yoytze by bama. Why is there no yoytze by bama? Because there's no mechitzas by bama. Rashi zvachin yodalim and aleph that you can bring karbonis on a bama anywhere in the world, not only in Eretz Yisrael. But either way, so you see that we do apply a kula in hakrovas bama to hakrovas mikdash, says the Gemara. No. We had this already many times in Masechta Zvachim, that the reason, the real reason why psul yoytze is a malo yerid is learned from a pasuk. Zoyis teres oila, that's the makartim mizbeach mekadesh psulim. Stating that there were three miyutim in that pasuk. And the question is which psul to apply the mir to. So we apply it to yoytze because there is a svara. There is a svara why yoytze should be a malo yerid, because you find that by Obama you don't have the psul yoytze. But in it of itself, it's not a real psul. Meaning, it's not a real svara. If you needed to rely 100% on the fact that matzinu bebama, you wouldn't be able to rely on that. The reason yoytze is a malo yerid is not because of bama. It's because of a pasuk, because of zayis teira sa'ola. We learn from there mizbech mekadesh psulim. There's three exceptions. We're trying to figure out what the exceptions were. Which ones are a malo yerid? Yoytze is going to be a malo lo yerid because matzinu bebama. So it's a svara koldu. But to use it as a real svara, there maybe not. Either way, what are we trying to say? We're saying that you don't find anywhere that if it's matzinu babama, that should be a kula. So again, why did Rav have to say, according to Bemeseir Zosha comments Yachzer, why would you think that kamatz besmol should it be any different than kamatz zor? Ela time dash minan Rav, says the Gemara, halav hachi hava mina b'shar psulim pasal bein b'seira. But time we learn to the brayso again. Why do I need Rav to say this? Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon, Noim, Machshoy ben b'seira b'chol psulim kula. Meaning, so we're saying that the reason Rav had to say it again. Let's just recap one more time. The reason Rav with these cheshbon Gemaras back and forth and forth and back, you have to recap every now and again. So again, Rav is saying his halacha of kamatz zar yachzer according to Ben Beseir. Ben Beseir already said kamatz mol yachzer. Why would I think it's different? I'll tell you why. Because smile is islay hechshera. You find somewhere that the psul smile is not possible, as opposed to zar, you don't find anywhere. You find it by shchita. Shchita is not an avoid. You find it by bama. Don't keep bama as a whole. It's not even a reich nichayach. It's a whole different deal. So that's why Rab needed to say his chiddush that b'mseiros halach is not only true for smel, it's true for zar as well. But the Gemara says I still don't need Rav to say it because v'tanya it's a mefurish abraisa. Rabbi Yis, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Shimon, Noim, Machshay b'mseir b'chol apsulun kulon. It's mefurish. Okay, kasha number one. Kasha number two. It's a braisa. V'tanya v'kamatz misham. It says in the Torah v'kamatz misham, and we learn from them in Makom Sharagli Azar Oimdes that the place that the kmitza had to be done was the place where the czar was allowed to go. So shchita, kachim kedashim, shchitasim betzafin, kachim kalim, shchitasim b'chol makim. Malika was done on the mizbeach. What about kmitza? Where was kmitza done? So the Tanakam in this brisa says, it says the komatz, it should be done misham. That's coming to establish the makim hakmitza. Where is that? The place where the czar was able to walk. Bemseira learns out something else from the komatz misham. You know what he learns out? Our mishnah. Minayin shem komatz b'smol sheyachzav yachzav yikritz b'yamin. How do you know that if you did kmitza with your left hand, you could put the kmitz back and do a kmitza all over again? Talmud loyma v'komatz misham mimakim shekomatz kvar. That's what the komatz misham tells me. You could do kmitza from there. From where? From the place you did kmitza again. What's the bottom line? The kibin the cross stomach sivba. Meaning that the pasuk doesn't talk about any specific, it doesn't say the word smoil anywhere, mali smol, mali shar psulim. So clearly, Ben Beseira said his halacha with regards to any time you did a kmitza, and for some reason you have to do the kmitza again, do it again. So what do I need Rav for this for? Ella says, the Gemara, hakam mashmo, Rav must be coming to teach me something else. Komatz vafilu kidesh. What he's coming to teach me is that the Maseri that said halacha, that if you do a kmitza psula, you can put the kmitz back and do it all over again. It's true, even if you did the kmitza and then put it into the keli. So you did the equivalent of the Kabbalah as well. You did already the second avodah. You would have thought that once you put it into the klisharis, you took the kmitz, put it into the klisharis. But what were the four avodahs by the kmitz? Kmitza from the original klisharis, put the kmitz into a second klisharis, halacha to the mizbeach, and then do the akhtar. So you would have thought that once you put it into the second klisharis, maybe now you can't put it back into the original klisharis. That's his chiddush. Ula fugi me'ani tanoi. The tanya unto the brayis. Rabbi Yosi ben Yosi ben Yassim. Rabbi Yudu anachdem amru. Rabbi Medvar amru shekibitz loy kiddush. Aval kiddush pasul. There were two tanoim. Two tanoim that do not appear often in Shas. Rabbi Yosi ben Yassion. And Rabbi Yehuda anachdem. You do the baker. Either way, so says these tanoim that the only time it's true, according to Ben Beseira, that if you do a kmitza psula, you could do it again, as if it was kimeitz v'loy kiddush. But if it was kimeitz v'kiddush, it's possible. Kuntz again, Rav. And Rav is telling me, zar shekimeitz yachzer. What's the chiddush? It's not the zar. Emphasis is not on zar. The zar is, he did kmitza and ikachaser. He put it into the second klisharis, yachzer, so you can go back, ulafuke from those. They could have some say just the opposite. He was coming to say, kimeitz in, kiddush loy. It's only zar shekimeitz yachzer. But if it was zar shekimeitz v'kiddush, it's loy yachzer, says the Gemara, kaman kahani tanoi, like those tanoim, ulafuke b'tanakama, not like the tanakama that holds not that way. Either way, Rav's chiddush was not zar versus smile. Rather, Rav's chiddush, according to this pshat in the Gemara, was the whether it's going to be true ben beseira's halacha, even if you put it into a klisharis, or only if you didn't put it into a klisharis. What exactly was Rav saying? We're not sure. It could amri one way, it could the amri the other way. Either way, says the Gemara, Maskefla Rav Nachman, Maikos Arvi Hani Tanoi. What are these Tanoim holds? It's an interesting Shita Sa Tanoim. This Shita of Rabbi Yosi ben Yassion and Rabbi Yehuda Hanachtum, and according to one Lishon in the Gemara, Rav. And that is that if a apostle would do Kemitza, according to Ben Beseira, he could put it back into the mincha and do a second kmitza. Obviously, let the kosher do the second kmitza. But if he did the kmitza and put it into a klisharis, now it's already too late. So Rav Nachman didn't understand this, in lumbus. He said, "Maikosari hani tano ik kmitzas psul min avoide." If the kmitza itself is the avoido, then afagavtali avoli matin kli. Then even if you didn't put it into a second klisharis, once the avoido was done, maybe you shouldn't be able to put it back. And ik kmitzas psulin lav avoide hi. And if the kmitza of apostles not an avoide, ki avoli matin kli mahavi. What is putting it into the second keli have to do with anything? At first glance, putting it into the second keli is the equivalent of Kabbalah. It's the second avoida. So, manavshach, if apostle does an avoida, is it an avoida in the sense that it now is something that can't be fixed? Then you can't fix it, even if you didn't put it into a second klisharis. And if apostle doing an avoida is not an avoida in the sense that it can't be fixed, then fix it. Then put it back, even if you did put it into the klisharis. What does the second klisharis have to do with anything? Hold on, Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said, you know what you see from here? A super lumdus. La'olam avoidahi. A kmitzas apostle is an avoida. Meaning once apostle does an avoida, you can't redo it. It destroys the kashrus of this mincha. It's like a machsheves pigle. You can't make it right. You can't fix it. However, for like gomra avodasa, avodol amatn kli. But the avodas kmitza is not complete until you put it into the klisharis. So if he picks it up and doesn't put it into the klisharis, the avodas puzzle wasn't completed yet. So now you can fix it. Once you put it into the klisharis, so putting it into the klisharis constitutes kabbalah, but at the same time, it's also the hashlama of the kmitza. So we have to talk to the London to understand exactly how this works. But the point is, it completes the kmitza as well. So as long as the kmitza wasn't completed yet by the pasul, so it didn't pasul the avoid in a positive sense. So put it back and do it again. But once the kmitza is completed, and when is it completed? When it's put into the sack, that is the shita of those tanoim and the shita of Rav, according to one lishon of the Gemara. But the Gemara says, ihachi, if that's the case, afilu loikish. That's the case, I have a problem. I have an inherent flaw in all this. Because if you're going to tell me that when apostle does the avoida, as long as he doesn't put it into a klisharis, the avoida is not complete. Thus, he can put it back into the original klisharis. It's only if he puts it into the klisharis that the avoida is complete. So now you can't put it into the original klisharis. What's the issue? The issue is that when you put this kaimetz, the pasul into the original klisharis, he's putting it into a klisharis. So the moment he puts it into the klisharis, now the avodas hakmitzah is complete. Once the avodas hakmitzah is complete, you shouldn't be able to do another kmitzah. When you put the kmitz back into the original klisharis, tiktosh velifsal, why isn't that an issue? If the pasul would do the hakmitzah, whether it's a Koyin doing it with his left hand, or whether it's Hazar doing the Kmitza, he puts it into a new Klisharis, now you can't put it back. You can't unwind it now. Then look, why? Because it was in a Klisharis. You just completed the Kmitza, and who put it into the Klisharis? The Apostle put it into the Klisharis. Then you have the same exact issue. If the Apostle's going to go ahead, and he's going to, Yachser v'yikmites, how can you put it back into the original? What's the difference if I'm putting it into the original Klisharis, or I'm putting it into a new Klisharis? I'm Rabbi Yechanan, it's Rabbi Yechanan said, Zoysay Meres, Klisharis ay mekachin ala midas. You know what you see from here? That a klisharis is only mekadesh bidas. So if the apostle or would put the kaimitz into the new klisharis, why is he putting it into the new klisharis? He wants to be mekadesh the kaimitz, so you should be able to do the haktara with it, right? He's doing what you're supposed to do. But if, when he puts it into the original klisharis, why is he doing that? He's not doing it to be mekadesh al haktara, just the opposite. He wants to undo what he did. So being that he didn't have das to be mekadesh the kaimitz, L'shem Haktara, that's why it was never Mekadosh it. If it was never Mekadosh it, so it's not considered the Hashlomo of the Avoida. Major lumbus here. So if it's not considered the Hashlomo of the Avoida, that's why that doesn't bother me. Freak the Gemara, Hami Das Mekadoshin. It's interesting, says the Gemara, that Rabbi Yochanan would be the one that would say this. Because clearly Rabbi Yochanan was bothered with the Kasha. Rabbi Yochanan didn't understand that when the apostle takes the kaimitz and he puts it back into the original klisharis, why doesn't that constitute the hashlama of the kmitza? So Rabbi Yechanan said, "Oh, shmami no, zay say meres klisharis ein mekachin alamid." That's right. The Gemara, Rabbi Yechanan l'shitasei, shouldn't have understood the question. This is the wrong kasha to ask Rabbi Yechanan, because Babay Meneri Shalakish Rabbi Yechanan, because Shalakish wants to ask Rabbi Yechanan klisharis mashu yekachu psulim the. Could a klisharis be mekadesh a davar pasul likarev likatchila likarev? So we know mizbeach is mekadesh pasul. So even something that's not allowed to go on the mizbeach doesn't have a din akhtara. But in all loyer nasu lach mishol mizbeach. Rashi in the beginning of parak mizbeach mekadesh, and once it goes on the mizbeach, you leave it there. That's a whole parak in Masechta Zvachim that discusses that halacha. And Rish Lakish asks Rabbi Yechon, what about a klisharis? If you take a davar pasul, you put it into a klisharis. Is the klisharis mekadesh the davar pasul just like the mizbeach was mekadesh the davar pasul, or does a klisharis not have that ability? For Amalei, and he told him, a klisharis can't be mekadesh a davar pasul. Now, if a klisharis can't be mekadesh a davar pasul, a klisharis can't be mekadesh a davar kosher if a pasul is the one that put it into the klisharis. It's the same thing. So, l'chura, tainas the gemara, that what's this whole discussion anyways? Rabbi Yochanan seems to be saying that if the pasul would put it into a klisharis, even the original klisharis, as long as he had das to be mekadesh it, it would get a kedusha, so that now the kmitza would be nishlam. The reason there's a chilek between the pasul putting it into a new klisharis versus the original klisharis, because one is mekadesh it, the other one is not mekadesh it. But it sounds like the klisharis would be mekadesh the kmitza of the pasul. Frank the Gemara, Yechon is the one who told Reish Lakish that even though mizbeach is mekadesh psulim, klisharis is not mekadesh psulim. Amalei, so the Gemara says two different things. Ein mekachem likarev, avo mekachem lipasul. There's different levels of Mizbech Mekadesh. There's Mizbech Mekadesh Likarev, and there's Mizbech Mekadesh Lipasul. Rabbi Yechanan said there's no Mizbech Mekadesh Psulim, that if you put a davar pasul into a klisharis, now you can go ahead and be mak that thing. That you don't. Mizbech Mekadesh, yeah, imolu lo yeredu. But a klisharis is not Mekadesh Likarev in the same way that a Mizbech is Mekadesh. But that's not what we're discussing over here. Well, over here we're discussing something else. Here we're discussing the klisharis being Mekadeshit Lipasul, to say that the avoid of the pasul was complete. The klisharis can be mekadesh lepsul, it can't be mekadesh likarev. Rabbi Amram said a different taskim. What was the question? The question was that we're saying, according to these tanot, Rabbi Yosi ben Yosi ben Yasser, Rabbi Yudah Nachta, that the only time, there's a svara, that the only time, perhaps, it's true that Ben Beseira holds yachser, that's if you did the kmitza, but you were never mekadesh in the klisharis. But once you mekadesh in the klisharis, at that point it's going to be a problem. And what's the svara? Because the klisharis is, or putting it in the klisharis, is mashlam the kmitza. Once the kmitza is nishlam, it comes out, we have a chalois, avoid the psul in this carbon, you have no way to unwind that. It's only if it wasn't put into the klisharis. The Gemara says, Marav Shach, If you can't put it into a second klisharis, then I can't put it into the first klisharis. So the first teretz is Amar Rabbi Yochanan Zoysay Neres klisharis in Mekachin El Midas. And being that when the Puzzle puts the kaimis back into the original kisharis, it doesn't have a mind to be mekadosh it. It's for that reason it doesn't get kedusha. Amram said a different test. Going to chazir lebisa kedusha, he put it into a klisharis that had soilus all the way to the top, so that when he put the kaimis back, it never went inside the mechitzos of the walls of the keli. And the only time the klisharis can be mekadosh is if it's physically within the walls of the keli. But being that it wasn't within the walls of the keli, so it's for that reason it didn't have ability to be mekadosh. But the Gemara's kasha is, presumably what this person did in Ben Becerra's case is he did kemitza and he just returned it. So if he, when he returned it, it's on top of the walls of the klisharis, that when he did the kemitza, he took it from on top of the walls of the klisharis. Doesn't it mean that that's how he did the kemitza? It's not a good kemitza. Because kemitza has to be from within the walls. So that can't be the case. You have to say, it's talking about where it's not on top, completely on top, but rather it's up to the exact top. So you did the kemitza, and you put it so that now it's on top. Meaning the first understanding of the Gemara, the entire kemitz, it was just way up, it was way over. And so that the kemitz never went inside the walls of the keli. In the second teretz of the Gemara, it's perfect. It's exactly up until the top. Now that you placed it, it's going to be above. What did the Gemara accomplish? What the Gemara accomplished is that first the Gemara thought that when you did the kemitz, you were doing it from on top. Now what the Gemara is saying is that when you did the kemitz, you did it from within. When you did the kemitz, you did it from within. So you took the kaimitz out, but it was exactly up until the top before you did the kmitza. Now that you put the kaimitz back, being that it was exactly up until the top before you did the kmitza, now it's on top of that, so now it's going to be on top. If you follow it. But, I understand. If it was perfectly until the top, and you did the kmitza, then when you put the kaimitz back, it should just go back to where it was, and it should weiter be with inside. Says the Gemara of Kivan, the Kamatzle of the Guma. When you did the Kemitza, you made a little hole, right? You made a little Guma. There's a little ditch inside the Keli now. So the Gemara says, when you put it back, it shouldn't go back into the hole. The Gemara says, no. What happened was, is that when you put it back, you put it on the sides. It was on Daphne the Mono, it was on the wall. Umanidle, the Nathal Mamela, and then it fell on its own. The Nasa Kemisha Chserik, as if a monkey was the one that did it. The bottom line is, the Kayan didn't place it back in. Had the Kayan placed it back in, you're right, it would have been it. But Bemisera said there's a way to do it. Bemisera said, if you did the Kemitza Psula, and you didn't put it into a new Klisharis, you could put it back into the original Klisharis. When you put it into the original Klisharis, putting it into the original Klisharis is Mashlim Navoida. So now you have an Avoida's Kemitza Psula. It should make the carbon a problem. You shouldn't be able to unwind it. Teretz says, do it in a way where you're not physically putting it back in. Put it back on the side. Let it be knocked in. Now, the only way that works is if it was on top. So you personally never put it in within the walls of the klisharis. It got knocked in. There was room for it. And therefore, it's not going to be. Being that you yourself, the kohen, didn't put it in, so he never completed the oven. Only Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Rabbi Zeira. So Rabbi Yirmiyahu told Rabbi Zeira, I have a better eitzer. We're trying to figure out Ben Becerra's halacha. Ben Becerra says, just put it back in. When you put it back in, you're completing the avodas. What's the difference? I put it into the original keli, I put it into a new keli. Said Rabbi Yirmiyahu to Rabbi Zeira, I have a perfect eitzer. Why don't we say it's talking about when the klisharis was on the karka? And if klisharis is on the karka, presumably, that doesn't work. We're going to see on Amid Beis that the Avodas HaKabbalah only worked if a Kohen was holding the Klisharis. If a Kohen wasn't holding Klisharis, it wasn't a good Kabbalah. You could argue then that when it comes to Kemitza, it's the same thing. That putting the Kohen into the Klisharis, which is a very important Avodah, maybe only works if a Kohen is holding the Klisharis. If he's not holding the Klisharis, maybe it doesn't work. Elish Mami No says the Gemara, Kohen to be Klisha al-Gabi Karka. Isn't this a Raya that you can do Kemitza from a Keli al-Gabi Karka, that when it comes to the Avodah of the Menachis, you don't need a Kohen to be holding the Klisharis. It's okay if it's al-Gabi Karka. That's why we didn't answer that. Because even if it would be al-Gabi Karka, you would have the same problem. Amalei. So the Gemara says, Reb Zeira told Reb Yirmiyahu, Kanogis Bibayi. You're touching on an Ibaya, the Ibaya lawn that was discussed, meaning you're opening up a Pandora's box. This is a very big Shaila. What's the context of the Shaila? The Avimi, Tani Menachis by Rav Chisda. Avimi learned Menachis by Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda was the Rebbe, Avimi was the Talmud. Freik de Gemara, if Avimi be Rav Chisda Tani, Avimi was a Talmud of Rav Chisda, it's just the opposite. Vam Rav Chisda said, Kufa Tavi Boli Me Avimi. If you look at Rashi, Hakois Toivais, I chapped a lot of patch from Avimi. Allah the Hosh Maitza. Because I was a Talmud of Avimi, and I once said over the following halacha, Bala Hakriz, Ritzuf and Lami, the context over there is completely unrelated. We're discussing Nichse Yisoyimim. Bezin would sell Nichse Yisoyimim. They had to follow the steps. They had to make sure they were getting top dollar, fair market value for the Nichse Yisoyimim. They couldn't just sell it. So the halacha regarding Nichse Yisoyimim that Rav Chisda said was that if you machriz it, they had to put it out there, put a pashkevillin that we're going to sell it to attract as many buyers as possible. So if they do it day after day, lamed yom is enough. Sheni v'chamishi, if they only did it Mondays and Thursdays, samach yom. Then you have to do it 60 days. Bottom line is, Rav Chisda said I was only by Avimi, and I chap pech from Avimi. What does it sound like? Avimi was the Rebbe. The Rebbe gives the Talmud pech, not the other way around, at least in my days. So Talmud doesn't give the, so v'chura, pashim shat. So you see, so Avimi said, I learned by Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda was a Talmud of Avimi. So the Gemara says something unbelievable. Avimi, Mesechtes, Akras, Akrolate. True. Avimi was Rav Chisda's Rabbi, but he happened to forget a Mesechta. You know which Mesechta he forgot? Mesechtes Menachis. For also came to Rav Chisda, and he knew his Talmud, Rav Chisda, knew Menachis. So he went to Rav Chisda, Latgure. So he went to Rav Chisda to go learn by him. Freit the Gemara, if Avimi was Rav Chisda's Rebbe, why did he have to go to his Talmud? Shouldn't he have called Rav Chisda, his Talmud, and say, you know, maybe you can come to me, we can learn together, Menachis? So the Gemara says, Avimi thought, that if I'm going to go to my Talmud, versus my Talmud coming to me, I'll have more siyata d'shmaya. He thought it would be better, he'd be more matzliach in his understanding of Masechtas Menachis, if he went to Rav Chisda, rather than the other way around. Why? Says Rashi, not even a full line, three words. Mishum yagati umatzasi. The Gemara says in Megillah, davav amibes. Yagati umatzasi tamen. Lo yagati umatzasi al tamen. The only way it works is if it's yagati. So Avimi felt that if I'm going to go to my Talmud, it's going to be yagia. It's going to be yagati umatzasi. If my Talmud comes to me, I'm not going to have to work so hard. The harder you work, the more effort you put into something, the better chance you have of being successful. And it's Yudua, that Reb Chaim Shmulevitz in his Sicha said that you see from here that Yugati Umatsasi isn't just in how much amelus you put into the actual learning, right? Yugati Umatsasi Tam. And you think, okay, so the more you think about the Svara, the better chance you have of actually understanding the Svara. The more time you put into your learning, so the better chance you have of being Matsliach and learning. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz said, if that's the case, what difference would it have made if Avimi went to Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda went to Avimi? What would matter is when Avimi sat down to learn Menachis, how much effort was he putting into it? Said Reb Chaim Shmulevitz that you see from here, it's not that way. Yagati Amatsasi means the more a person is Mois and Nefesh for his learning, it could be sometimes quantitatively, and sometimes it could be qualitatively, and it could be maybe waking up earlier or staying up late or focusing when it's hard to focus. The more yagia that a person puts into his learning, the more he's going to be matzliach. L'fum tzaira agra. It's not just analytically. It's true in every sense of the word. And therefore, Avimi wanted to be a little bit more meisa nefesh from Masechtas Menachas. It bothered him that he had forgotten the Masechta. He wanted to know it. So he figured, yagati umatzasi, he had a way. Let me go to him. You don't come to me. This way I have a better chance of being matzliach. But the bottom line is, Avimi learned Masechtas Menachas by his Talmud Rav Chisda. And he was the one that posed this question. This was the Shaila, says the Gemara. Pogabe Rav Nachman. The Gemara continues the story. Rav Nachman met Avimi. Amalei, he told him, Ketza Kaimtsin. So he tells Avimi, you're learning by Rav Chisda, Kmitza? Tell me, how do you do Kmitza? Amalei. So there was a keli on the floor. He told him, Yiklizeh, you would take it out of this keli. Amalei, so Rav Nachman told Avimi, V'chi Kaimtsin M'klisha al Gabi Karka? Could you do Kmitza? Even from a keli that's on the floor? Amalei, the Magbele Kaim. So he told him, no, a kohen has to hold it. That's what he told him. That's what Avimi told Rav Nachman. Apparently he had heard that from Rav Chisda. Ketzad nekatchen es ha-menachis. He asked him, Rav Nachman did, how do you do kiddush for the menachis? Meaning the original mincha that's placed into the original klishares. How do you do that? Amalei noisen l'klizeh. He pointed to the same keli. So he told him, chi mekatchem klishar gabekarka, could you be mekadish the mincha in a keli that's on the ground? Amalei. And he said, no, the magbalei koi. No, you have to have a koi. Amalei. So he told him, so Rav Nachman tells Avimi, in kenu tzrachto gimel kayhanim. Wow. So it comes that you needed three kayhanim for the mincha. Because you needed a koyen to be holding the klishar, right? What's that?
And a
You couldn't use his left hand. That's a good point. See, you need three kayanim. Amale. See, told him eight tzricha. So what? You should need and use 13. Yud gimel katamet. The carbon tamet needed 13 kayanim. So what's so shver if the mincha needed three kayanim? Says the gemara esve. I'll ask you a kasha. Is this true? Zeh klal kol akoy meitz v'noisim bekli v'hamoylech v'makter. And what's the significance of these four avoidas? These are the four avoidas of the koimets that are the equivalent to the avoidas adam. So if someone, a koim, does one of these avoidas, lechol, davashtarki, lechol, the lahakter, davashtarki, lahakter, machshev es pigol, right? With the mission over there is discussing the laws of pigol, and says there's four avoidas where you can make a carbon pigol. What's the kasha? V'ibu magbiya loikatani. If you need a koim to hold the klishares while you're doing the kmitza, we should mention a fifth avoida, because you would think it's an avoida. If a kohen has to do it, shouldn't it be an avoida? Thus, a machsheves pigol of that kohen that's holding the klisharis should be able to make a carbon pigol. And doesn't say that. Isn't that a ray? You don't need a kohen. The Gemara says no. Tana seder avoidas nakid loy seder kehana. It could be there are other avoidas. True. We're discussing avoidas that could be done by one kohen. Four avoidas that he himself can do in succession, where he will be able to make a carbon pigol. The kmitza, he could put it into the keli. He could do the halacha. And he can do the haktara. It's one kohen that could do all four. Now, it's true, there are other kohanim involved, and the other kohen can also have a machshavas pigol. So if we were going to discuss that kohen, whatever, it'd be different. But we're just discussing one kohen that could do four avodas in succession, that could be machashev, a machshavas pigol. But enochinami, there are other kohanim involved in the preparation of the mincha. It's an avoda, and maybe you could even have a machshavas pigol. Interesting. Chiddush, what's coming out of this gemara, that the kohen that was holding the klisharis, according to this sheet that holds, a kohen had to hold the klisharis during the kmitza, was considered an avoda that's chashev enough. You could have, not all avodas, could you have machshavas pigol? For example, aktara semurim, there's no pigol, shlicha shira. That's usually you're accustomed to thinking dalat avoidas. So here you have in a mincha an anomaly. Either way, boy, my name is Rav Sheshes. The same question was asked Rav Sheshes. Ma'u likmeitz b'klisha al gabi karak. You do kmitza from a keli that's on the ground. Amalei, so he told him, puk chazi ma'av in the gab. Why don't you go into the Beis HaMikdash and see what they do? Now, Rav Sheshes didn't mean it literally because he lived way after Churban Beis HaMikdash, but he meant learn zvachim and menachis, right? Travel down the shvili of Kachim and be in the proverbial Beis HaMikdash and see what Mesechtes Zvachim Menachis. So Rav Sheshes said as follows: what do you see in Mesechtes Menachis? Arba Kehanim Nechnasim. There were four Kehanim that would go in every Shabbos during the changing of the guard of the Lechem Aponim. So we know the Lechem Aponim had 12 loaves of bread. Additionally, there were Shnei Bezichei Levayim, and every Shabbos the Kohanim would take the Bezichei Levayna, they would be makter on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, take it from the Heichal to the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, and when they were makter the Shnei Bezichei Levayna, the lechem of last week, that stayed fresh, miraculously throughout the week, was now able to be eaten. So every Shabbos, during this four Kohanim, that we're going to have to enter the Heichal. Two of them were holding the six loaves of bread, respectfully. The other two were holding the two bezichei levayim. This is for the new breads. And then there were four that had to be before them. Two to take the two sedarim, the loaves of bread from the previous week, and two to take the bezichei levayim from the previous week. What's the kasha? The ilu makbias ashulchan like Tani doesn't say that there was a kohen there that had to hold up the shulchan. What's the kasha? The kasha is that we know a little bit, and we'll be more familiar with this as we go through Masechtas Menachos, that putting the levoina onto the Mizbeach HaChitzayin to be matir lechem upon him was considered an avoida. It was the avoida saktar. Okay, not such a chiddush. What's a bigger chiddush is that removing the levoina from the shulchan was the equivalent to the avoida sa kmitza. If that's the case, then if there's a halacha that when you do kmitza on a mincha, a kohen has to be holding the klishares from where you're doing the kmitza, there should be a halacha that when you remove the bezichei levayna from the shulchan, that a kohen should have to be holding the shulchan. And Rav Sheshes said that I went into the proverbial Beis HaMikdash and I found the halacha that there were eight kayanim, four doing this, four doing that, but there wasn't a ninth. L'churi, you should need a ninth kohen holding up the shulchan. Elamai, you see, you don't need to be holding the klisharis while you do the kmitza. But the Gemara says, why is that different than the previous kasha? Lav amrit hasam say the avodas nakat, hachanami say the avodas nakat. We just asked the kasha from the four avodas where you could have a machshavas pigo, and it didn't mention the kohen holding. And what did we say? Because we're discussing the avodas. See, here too, we're discussing the avodas. And we're not mentioning this ninth kohen that has to be holding the shulchan. Maybe he did have to have a ninth kohen holding the shulchan. The Gemara says, we dumb, it's not true. Hasam over there, lay nachas lam yonah de kohanim. menachas l'minyan of the kohanim. That Mishnah is not talking about kohanim. When it said four, it didn't mean four kohanim. What did it mean? Four avoidus, where one kohen could have a machsheves bigel. Over here, we're discussing kohanim. Arba kohanim this, arba kohanim that. We're discussing the minyan of kohanim. So if there was a ninth kohen in Isa, listening magbia el lev shmami no kohen tzibikli shal gabi karka shmami no amar rova. Rova said pshitali kohen tzibikli shal gabi karka. It's poshit that you can be kohenmates from a keli shal gabi karka shekain matzino besiluk bazichin, because you find from the siluk bazichin. Nobody picked up the shulchan when they removed the bezichel avoyna from the shulchan. So you see from there that you could be mekak, you could do kmitza even when it's al gabi karka. Additionally, mekachin mincha bekli shal gabi karka. You could be mekadesh the mincha, the original kedusha. Again, the mincha was put in the klisharis twice. The entire mincha was put in the klisharis. He did kmitza and then the kmitz was put into a second klisharis. So the original mincha can be put in a klisharis even if the klisharis is like gabi karka. Again, shekeim otzin b'sidu b'zichin. Because that's what you find by the sidu b'zichin. That's what you find when they put the entire, the lechem aponim and the b'zichin levayna, that's the equivalent of the entire mincha. When they put it on the klisharis, again, there wasn't a kohen holding it. But Rava said, what I'm not sure about. Rava said, this I'm not sure. Kiddush kohimetz mai. Could you be mekadish the kohimetz? In a klisharis, that's al gabi karko. Maybe there you do need a kohen to hold it. Mi mincha yafin, and there he had no raya from the shulchan, because there is no equivalent in the shulchan, right? There's an equivalent in the shulchan to the mincha. You could draw the parallel of being mekadesh the entire mincha. Where's the equivalent in the shulchan? Putting everything on the shulchan. Do you have the equivalent of the kmitza by the mincha, removing the bezichel afayin from the shulchan? But taking the kohimetz and putting it into the second klisharis, there is no parallel. There's no the equivalent thereof when it comes to the shulchan. That's the because it went on to the mizbeach. The mizbeach wasn't a keli, so of course nobody was going to hold the mizbeach. We're discussing klisharis. We're not discussing the mizbeach. So the question is, I don't know what to do. So Rava said, I have two tzadim. What am I tzadim? Mi mincha yalfinala. Do you say just like the original kiddush of the mincha could be done al gabi karka, you don't need a kohen to hold the klisharis? The second kiddush of the mincha, when you take the kohen as you put in the klisharis, the same thing. Or midam yalfinala. Maybe you learn it from that. And just like the Kabbalah of the Dam definitely had to be done while a kohen holding it, right? Mi Kabbalah ve'elach, mitzvah bikuhuna, avoidus like Kabbalah, it's an avoidah. Of course you need a kohen, that's the avoidah. So if you needed kohen, so maybe the second kiddush of the mincha should be the same thing. Shmak yishayla. So Rav wasn't sure. The second kiddush of the mincha, should I compare it to the first kiddush of the mincha? It could be al gabi karka. How do I know that? I know that from the shulchan. Or maybe not. Maybe the second kiddush of the mincha, that's the equivalent of the Kabbalah of Nam. So maybe just like the Kabbalah of Nam needs to be held, this too. So the Gemara says, Hadar Pashta, Rava was Pasha the Shaila, and what did he say? Midam yafin Allah. You learn it from Dam. And just like Dam, a kohen has to be holding the klisharis when you mekadesh Adam. So to here, you're going to have to be holding it. So again, why are we discussing this? Because the Gemara is going to digress now. The reason we're discussing this is we're going back to the original Shaila, where Ben Beseira said a chiddush. Ben Beseira in the Mishnah. That was further elaborated on by Rav in the Gemara. But the halacha is mamish in the Mishnah. You learn Mishnayis, you have this Ben Beseira already. Where Ben Beseira says a halacha that if you did kmitza with your left hand, and in the Brisa it's mefurish, Ben Beseira didn't only mean the left hand, he meant all psulim. The halacha is if you can put it back into the mincha and then just do a proper kmitza the second time. Just because you did a puzzle of kmitza doesn't mean you can't fix it moving forward. You can fix it. Just stick it back. You can't fix a shechita and a malika. And there's a lot of avoidas you have no way of fixing. This you can fix. I'll fix it. Put it back. Stating that, sometimes I'm held. Rabbi Yehuda Hanachten. But that the only time that's true is if you didn't put it into the second klisharis. But once you put it into the second klisharis, because when you put the kmitza into a klisharis, that completes the avoidas. The Gemara says, I'm manavshach. If putting it into the klisharis completes the kmitza, and now you have a chalais avayda psula in this mincha that you can't undo, then how can you put it back into the original klisharis? Putting it back to the original klisharis is going to be the same thing. And the Gemara has three teruts, and that's what emerges from the sugya. The first teruts is, Rabbi Yechanan, Zaysay Meres, klisharis, ein mekachin el midas. That being that when you put it back into the original klisharis, your intent wasn't to give it the kedusha that it needs for the haktara. To the contrary, it's to undo what you did, so you didn't have the kavana that you would need. When you put it into the second klisharis, by putting it into the first klisharis, because in your mind, you're not putting it into a second klisharis. You're undoing what you did. So you need kavana for the klisharis to be mekadeshit. Your kavana is not to be mekadeshit so that it has the kedusha to continue with the avoida. It's just the opposite. Your kavana is to unwind what you did. Klisharis is only Mekadesh Midas. Second teres the Gemara said was an Akimta. The Akimta was when you put it in a way, it was filled to the top, you created a ditch, you put it on the side of that ditch, it fell in by itself. You never put it in. If you didn't put it in, it never got Kedusha. The third suggestion that the Gemara said was, maybe it's talking about with the Klisharis was like Agabi Karka. That's the way Bebeseira held you could do it. Put it when the Klisharis is Agabi Karka. You can't be Mekadesh HaMincha if the Klisharis is Agabi Karka. Is that true? So that's this whole Arichas. The last thing we saw was Rava. Rava said, yeah. Because Rava said that even if you could be Mekadesh the original Mincha when it's Agabi Karka, and even if you could do Kemitza when it's Agabi Karka, but the second Kiddush, that the Kohen has to be holding. Because the second Kiddush, we don't compare it to the original Kiddush of the Mincha. We compare it to the Avodas HaKabbalah of the Zevach. That's this last Gemara. Either way, that sort of concludes that part of the sugya. But the Gemara digresses now. Says the Gemara, Umi Amar Rava Hachi, did Rava say that we compare the second Kiddush of the Mincha to the Avodas HaKabbalah of the Dam? Is that true? But how could you say that? For Itmar, we learned Koimetz Shecholkoi B'Shnei Kelim. Let's say the Kemitza was put into two Kelim. So you did Kemitza, you have to be Mekadosh and a Klisharis. But instead of putting it into one Klisharis, you put it into two Klisharises. Rav Nachman Amma Inna Kaddish, Rav Amma Kaddish. Rav Nachman says it's not Kaddish, Rav said it is Kaddish. What's the Kasha? The Im Isa. If you're going to tell me that there's a comparison, there's a parallel between the second Kiddush of the Mincha, meaning the Kiddush of the Koimetz, and the Avodas Adam, Leilef Midam, then shouldn't you have to learn from Dam? That dam, just like you find, you can't be mekadeshit in two klisharis, that has to all be done in one klisharis, then the mincha should have to be the same thing. Says the Gemara, Hadabe Rava Meahi. You're right, Rava was chayzer. Rava must have been chayzer, says the Gemara. How do you know that you can't be mekadesh dam in two klisharis? Maybe the dam, you could also be mekadesh in two klisharis. Tani Rav Tachlifa Ben Shal. And from here until the bottom of the Amid is verbatim, Zvachim Daf Tzadik Gimel Amid Beis. We learned this together. Tani Rav Tachlifa in Tribeca states, Ben Shal, Kidesh Pachas Miktei Hazah Beklizeh, Upachas Miktei Hazah Beklizeh, Loi Kidesh. Rav Tachlifa Ben Shal said that when the Koyim was mekadesh, the Mei Chatas for the Paraduma, he had to be Mekadesh all the Mayan in one Kelis. We saw many times in Masech Tezvach, there was a Shaila in the Gemara, if there was a Shir, if Mei Chatas, Hazah Tzricha Shir, Hazah Ein Tzricha Shir, but you had to be Mekadesh the entire Shir Hazah in one Kelis. If you were Mekadesh, Pachas Miktei Hazah Beklizeh, Upachas Miktei Hazah Beklizeh, Loi Kiddush, Vi Bailu, but Dam Ma, what about Dam? Do you have the same Halach? You have to be Mekadesh all the Dam that you're going to use for Zrika in one Kelis, or could I do the Kabbalah in two separate Kelim? What's the Stodei HaShayli? Hilchasahi, the fact that you have to be Mekadosh all the Mechatas in one Keli, is that Halacha L'Moshe Misinai? If that's the case, from Hilchasahi, you can't learn Halacha from Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Or you do Mahasa, my time, and maybe that Halacha by Mechatas is not Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Let's learn that from a Pasuk, the Chsiv Tova B'Mayim, and we learn from there that the Tefillah has to be in Mayim, but in the same concentration of Mayim that you had B'Shas Kiddush. So when the Kohen does Tefillah B'Mayim for the Paraduma, obviously the Shir is there, because he's going to do the Tefillah, he's going to do the Azad. There must be the whole Shir there. So V'tava B'Mayim Shehoya Kfar, that Shir Mayim that you have now by Shas Tefillah, you had already B'Shas Kiddush. Maybe that's the Makar. Thus, you see, you can't be Mekadosh in two Kelim. If that's the case, Hachinam Yoksiv V'tava B'Dam. So maybe you hear the same too. V'tavol bedam, to do the hazois, you need the same amount now that you had. You see that b'shas kabbalah you had. Says the gemara, "I'm Reb Zareiko, I'm Reb Loza. Af bedam likidish. Even bedam, it's a problem." Amar Rav Tainam Achin. Rav said, "It's a mafurish abraisa." It says v'tavol bedam. V'tavol we learn v'loy maspik that you can't clean your hand. You can't scrape your hand on the klishares in order to do zrika. Bedam, what does bedam teach me? Shehei bedam shir tefillah meikarev. That b'shas kabbalah, you already have to have the shir tefillah that you're going to have b'shas tehazah. Min hadam teaches me a third halacha. Min hadam shebe'inyan. The Gemara is going to explain. It says the Gemara, v'itzrich l'michta v'tavav, v'itzrich l'michta v'dam. Let me explain to you what these three joshes are. Now, first, the first two. V'tavav teaches me v'loy maspik, then badam teaches me badam shoyim meikar. Dikas rechmat v'taval. What does v'taval mean? V'taval means that you can't scrape it. It has to be a tefillah. You have to dunk it into the liquid part of the dam. You can't put your finger, scrape the wall of the klisharis and take the dam that way. That teaches me that. But I still need v'taval. Because hava mina, I would have thought, afak aftali kibel shir tefillahs. V'taval teaches me that you need the entire shir b'shas the Kabbalah. I don't know that from v'taval. Kas rachmana b'dan. Because rachmana had b'dan, have I mean I would have thought I feel a mask. Kas rachmana v'taval. Again, two completely different drashas. It's even a chiddush why the Gemara has to go through this exercise of the itzterich for itzterich. It's two completely different halachas. The Tavel teaches me that you have to dunk it. You can't scrape it off the walls. Bedam teaches me that b'shas kabbalah, you already had to have the entire shir tefillah. Thus, I need v'tavel, I need bedam, because they're not the same drashas. What was the third limud in this braisa? It says min adam, and we learn from there, min adam sheba inyan. What does that mean? Lamute mai amar rava rava. Again, can explain, lamute shirayim sheba etzva, that in between tefillahs, there were seven tefillahs that were done, 11, 43, right? All the different tefillahs that would always be done with the finger of the kohen throughout his avodas, you would have to wipe his hand in between tefillahs because the shirayim that were left over on his finger were pasul. And that's what min adam teaches me, the me'ute dam shebe'inyin. What does dam shebe'inyin mean? It means the shirayim shebe'etzba. The Gemara says on that, no, misayele le rabbalaz. Oh my, rabbalaz has said shirayim shebe'etzba psulim. The shirayim of the etzba is pasul. Amalei ravim barav adal ravo. Amri talmidach. I heard from your talmidim who said over in the name of Rav Amram that Amr Rav Amram, tan hoya mazav and itzazam yada. If somebody was doing azal and a little bit of dam fell off his hand and it went on a beged, and aloch is dam chatos. And that's why this is in Zvachim Tzadik Gimel Beis. It's in Perek Dam Chatos. That was the context over there. So what happens is, Dam Chatos, that's Hizan HaBeged, what's the halacha? You have to be Mechabez the Beged. It's related to Psal Yotze and Psal Noiser maybe, right? We spoke about Reid. But Dam Chatos, that's Niti Hizan HaBeged, you have to be Mechabez the Beged. Now the only time that's true is if the dam is royal hazah, but if it's dam pasul, or if you already did hazah with this dam, at that point you don't have the salach. So that's the context. Hoya mazah, kohen was doing hazah, v'nitze hazah miyadoi, and the dam that he's doing hazah with fell off his finger, and it went on the beged. Im actually he's if it fell on the beged before the hazah, toin kibos, because it's dam that's royal hazah, you need to be mechabes the dam. Misha hiza, if you did the hazah already, ain't toin kibos. At that point, you don't have to do kibos. Says the Gemara, my love, when we say actually he's a, what does that mean? Actually gomar hazah asai. It means you didn't do all the hazahs yet. And what does it mean when we say shehiza? Umisha gomar hazah asai. It means you did all the hazahs. Shema, you know the shrine shabbat, but kshayrin. You see the shrine shabbat, but kosher. Because what does it sound like? It sounds like if the kohen's doing zayin hazahs right now with one of the parim anisrafim, what the chatoyis apnimiyos, and he's in the middle of the seven, he did four, and then a little bit of down from his finger after the fourth hazah fell on his beged, ton kibos. L'chura, that dam is shirayim shebe'etzba. And if you're going to tell me that shirayim shebe'etzba is posel, it's learned from a posek, min hadam, dam shebe'inyin, shirayim shebe'etzba, it comes out that dam is not roi l'hazah. If it's not roi l'hazah, you don't have the halach of dam chatos. Dam chatos, ton kibos, is only dam that's roi l'hazah. Says the Gemara, shmami, no, if you see that as long as the koyin didn't complete doing all, emphasis on all the hazahos, the halacha is that any dam that falls from his finger onto his beged during the process of the hazois would trigger the halacha of dam chatos ton kibos. That's a raya that shirayim shebe'etzba is kosher. It must be that dam is roi l'hazah. But the Gemara says, loy. Maybe that's not what the braisa means. When the braisa says, actually gomer hazah asoy, it means actually yotzes haz miyada. The hazah ton kibos. And when it says gomer hazah asoy, it means yotzes hazah miyada v'nitza mimashe nishar ein ton kibos. When we say actually gomer, we don't mean all. We don't mean the entire set of seven. We're looking at each individual hazah. The braisa is discussing each hazah. You're bad. The kohen does tefilas etzba. He's holding the dam. He has to do one of the seven, or one of the 11, or one of the 16, or one of the 43, or the 47, or the 48, all the different shittas. So he has to do one hazah, but we're looking at each individual hazah. If you didn't do the hazah yet, and the dam falls on your beged, ton kibos, because that dam is royal hazah, you didn't do the hazah yet. If you did the hazah, that hazah, and the dam falls on your beged, even though you have another 42 to go, it doesn't matter. The halacha is going to be ein ton kibos because that time is possible. It's yirayin shebe'etzba. One more kasha is ve'abaya gomem lahazois. If he completed doing the hazah, mekaneach yodoi begufa shel para. So this is the koyein that's doing the hazois of the para aduma. He's standing on harazesim. Noichach pnei oyol moyet. He has seven hazois that he has to do. So he finishes doing the hazah. He takes his finger and he wipes, or his hand, and he wipes it on the par. Interesting, that's what he does. And the reason he did it is because the Torah says that you had to burn the par aduma, and it says, oira, psara, dama, everything had to be burnt together. It says the Gemara, gomar, in the Gemara, it sounds like the only time he has to wipe his hand is when he finishes doing all the hazois. But until he finishes the hazois, in between hazois, you don't have to wipe. Why don't you have to wipe? Shirayim shebe'etzba. And you can tell me, it's not even a real hazah, right? I mean, that's hazah. It's avodah on haramishcha. Okay. But the point is, l'chur, it's not a, it, there's a din shirayim shabatzba. So you should have to wipe it even in between. Amalei. So he says, no. Of course you always have to wipe it. You have to wipe it in between hazais. What does it mean then, Braisa, when it says only gomar mila hazais? Gomar mekaneach yodoy. Loi gomar mekaneach etzboy. The Braisa says, wipe your whole hand. You don't have to wipe your whole hand after in between hazais. You only have to wipe your whole hand when you finish. Why do you have to wipe your whole hand when you finish? Because all the dab, you have to get everything. Right? You have to literally get everything to make sure that it also, they literally search for every little, yet forensics, getting all the dam to make sure that everything is going to be burned. Because that's what the Torah says. You have to take every part of the party, you have to burn it. That's when, only true when you're done. In between hazois, you just have to be sensitive to your finger. So, gomar mila hazois mikaneach yodoy. There's still an issue of the shirayim shabbat etzba, so you're still going to have to be mekaneach etzba. The Gemara says, "Bishlam, when you finish everything, mekaneach yad b'guv shalpar. You mekaneach your yad with the guv shalpar. Dichsev asarif aspar le'enav el loy gomer mekaneach etzba, mekaneach etzba. So we know how you mekaneach your yad when you finish doing all the hazayis. You mekaneach with the entire par. When you mekaneach etzba in between hazayis, how did you do that? And Rashi says it would have been very impractical to go to the para. Apparently, the para wasn't on haramishcha. The Kayan was on it. So every in between all the hazayis, you had to go down the mountain and climb back up. The way they did it was they used the klisharis. Again, this is something mentioned throughout Zvachim. Kipurei Zav. Kipurei is miloshen, wiping, washing. So you would, the Kayan would wipe his finger. So why do we have this whole sugi with the klisharis? Why do we have this whole sugi here? It's again, going back to the original shayla. The shayla was that Rava is comparing and equating and drawing a parallel between the avodas hakabbalah of dam and the avoda of taking the kaimitz and putting it into a klisharis, and the Gemara jumped on Rava. How could Rava draw that parallel? Rava seemed to suggest that you can take the kaimitz and put it into two independent klisharises, yet we know you can't do the kabbalah sadam in two klisharises. You have to have all of it in one klisharis. The Gemara says, you're right, hodabei Rava. Rava must have been chayzer from that halacha. And then the Gemara says, how do you know you can't do kabbalah in two klisharises? It's this brisa, the tovel badam. One of the, we learned three halachas from here. One halacha is that when the kohen did the hazois, he took his finger, he stuck it into the klisharis, he couldn't wipe it on the walls of the klisharis, he had to put it into the liquid part of the dam. Number two is that he couldn't be mekabel the dam in two klisharises. He had to have the whole shear in one klisharis. That's the one we needed for our sugya. Number three is he's not allowed to use the shirayim shabbat etzba, and that was that last digression of the Gemara.